What is up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the politics and BS. So Taylor Swift has officially come out to endorse Kamala. And I want to read her post from Instagram because I thought the picture itself was funny. And I caught the correlation, and that's why I want to talk about it. So if you see the thumbnail, then you see the picture of Taylor Swift from her Instagram. And it says, like many of you, I watched the debate tonight. If you haven't already, now is a great time to do your research on the issues at hand and the stances these candidates take on the topics that matter to you the most. As a voter, I make sure to watch and read everything I can about their proposed policies and plans for this country. Recently, I was made aware that AI of me falsely endorsing Donald Trump's presidential run was posted to his site. It really conjured up my fears around AI and the dangers of spreading misinformation. It brought me to the conclusion that I need to be very transparent about my actual plans for this election as a voter. The simplest way to combat misinformation is with the truth. I will be casting my vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in the 2024 presidential election. I'm voting for at Kamala Harris because the fights she fights for and the rights and the causes I believe need a warrior to champion them. I think she is a steady-handed, gifted leader, and I believe we can accomplish so much more in this country if we are led by calm and not chaos. I was so heartened and impressed by her selection of running mate at Tim Walz, who has been standing up for the LGBTQ rights plus IVF and a woman's right to her own body for decades. I've done my research and I've made my choice. Your research is all yours to do, and the choice is yours to make. I also want to say, especially to first-time voters, remember that in order to vote, you have to be registered. I also find it's much easier to vote early. I'll link where to register and find early voting dates and info in my story. With love and hope, Taylor Swift. Childless cat lady. And listen, I caught that immediately when I saw the picture of her because, for those of you who recall, just deranged Vance, J.D. Vance, Donald Trump's loser VP pick, he made reference to childless cat ladies should not be the ones being able to vote for those who are operating and running the country. It was such a stupid statement, but we know that he was throwing shade at Kamala because Kamala does not have any natural born children, but she is a stepmother, or she has bonus children, if you want to call them that. Some people have different labels for them. Needless to say, it was a dig at Kamala. That's what it really was about. But Taylor Swift, who does not have any children at this point in time, she posted this picture, and you know what my immediate thoughts were? My immediate thoughts were on what Donald Trump said.
Automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy.
Yeah, that's what he said. And in her picture is like, oh, I'll show you what that means. Grab him by the P-U-S-S-Y, you say? Look at this P-U-S-S-Y in my hands that I'm grabbing and letting the world know that I do not endorse you. You use fake images of me on your site to lie like you always do and say that I was endorsing you. And I'm letting the world know that I'm grabbing this P-U-S-S-Y and letting them know that I am not voting for you. So I just thought that it was hilarious. Elon Musk, he wasn't too happy about it because, you know, he's endorsed Donald Trump. So he said to that, fine, Taylor, you win. I will give you a child and guard your cats with my life. You know, Elon Musk, he has about 50 kids with 20 different women. Now, yeah, I'm exaggerating, but He's so disgusting and gross. He's so weird, just like Donald Trump. So yeah, birds of a feather flock together. I am not even a fan of Taylor Swift. I quite frankly get tired of seeing posts and news about her and Travis Kelce and their relationship. I don't care, but I love the fact that she came out to speak to this. And so you guys let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.